Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, waiting on the rain. You gotta go live.
We thought you guys could handle two at one time.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Delete that, Evan. That guy is out there. He's left the building.
Well, till they lose.
No. Jimmy Butler's in town, and we got superheroes, man. What a game. I'm going to watch it on TV tonight.
Okay.
Well, there's four games. One at three.
What are they?
Indiana, Milwaukee.
Okay. What's the next one?
The final one is Denver,
Clippers. Well, what's the second one? Go in order.
Help me out, Evan.
And Boston. Then Denver.
Yeah, there we go. No, that's only three. We're missing one.
There's only one game tonight. Denver, the Clippers. Denver, the Clippers. Seriously.
So what?
Who you got? It's...
Oh, and Detroit and New York.
That's a series.
Yeah. Well, it was. He asked you a question. Just
what was the question?
Who do you got? Detroit, New York.
I don't know.
Next question.
Did you write down our predictions? We did them all. I can't remember.
You wrote them down. Although I think I remember them.
We got the Knicks. I think I got some action.
Yeah, you and I had the Knicks. You had the Pistons.
Hey, I picked New York. Stop. I'm a Carl Anthony.
I don't know.
You guys, boy.
I was the only one who had the Bucks, but that was also predicated on Dame. It blew a tire.
Man, yeah, that's the reason they're going to lose.
What you mean?
They stink with or without Lillard.
They won with when he came back.
The series is over.
Yeah.
Well, it is now.
Four games tonight.
What's the other one we can't think of? Orlando, Celtics.
Boston,
Celtics,
Evan
Orlando.
Said.
They got one more game than I thought.
Yeah. Milwaukee, Indiana at 3. Yeah. 4:30, Detroit, Knicks. Orlando, yeah. Boston at 5:30. And then the,
oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, the dessert. Who you got in that one? L.A. Denver.
Yeah, Goo's on the Clippers in the series.
Yeah.
No, you are too, right?
I think I had Denver.
He took
in
Denver.
Seven.
He took Denver.
Yeah, we're
seven.
Both on Denver.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's getting good.
Let's take some calls here on 95.7 The Game and listen to some Warrior faithful. Oh, by the way, George Kittle signed a contract extension.
Now, that was well deserved. He may be your best player. I love you, Warner. I'm the offensive player. How about that?
Maybe.
Not the quarterback?
Yeah. We got to get into their draft this week, too, Stoney. All damn near all defense. I like it.
Yeah, we just did. We're now drafting a lot of defensive players.
And
now everybody's got to pretend like they know
how
good
it's
these guys
shoot.
Are.
You hope. Yeah.
Let's go to Paul in Oakland. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Good afternoon, fellas. How we doing today?
All right.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. So I'm the guy that would call in during the football season and talk to you guys about, a handful of plays altering the outcome of a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with hoops, I don't look at it quite the same way. I see it more about contingencies. How do you close games in those NBA clutch game definition finishes? What are you doing at the free throw line? Mm. What's your assist to made basket ratio? And then obviously turnovers and points on turnovers. So going back to the trade deadline, my whole deal was if the Warriors make a move, they got to bring in somebody who is going to alter how they finish games and get a kind of a 500 deal into a more plus advantage for them in terms of closing out games. And it would be interesting to know what their record is in those clutch games prior to Jimmy getting here and then since he's got here. They got to close the series out. That's for darn sure. And to your point, it would behoove them to do it tomorrow and rest and then watch the Lakers and T-Wolves beat up on each other. And then one question I have, and it's to the Houston coach, Udoka. I was watching that thing last night, and I could not understand, based on who the Rockets are, how they play, their style, and I'm not debating it or criticizing it. That's who they are, and that's what makes horse races. But I could not understand why their heart and soul was sitting on the bench for a big chunk of that fourth quarter. I couldn't understand why they didn't have Brooks in the game far earlier than what they finally put him in the last quarter.
You mean Adams or Dylan Brooks?
No, I'm talking about Brooks.
Oh.
Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
I love Adams, and I mentioned to you guys, yeah, that I thought the Warriors should have tried to nab him a couple years ago, but they didn't have Dylan Brooks on the field. And then I'll leave you with a thought. If Miles Turner somehow is available once this season is over, I don't know his contract status. I don't know what the Pacers are going to do. But he's a guy that I also wanted a couple years ago. He would even be now, with the way the Warriors are constituted, to me, he would be a much better fit than Steven Adams. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
I actually do, too. I think he'd be a better fit than Steven Adams.
I think he would
Adams.
Be a perfect fit, Scotty.
I mean, honestly, they've got a center now who can shoot threes like Miles Turner. He's not the defender Miles Turner is.
And that's why you got scored out 48-28 in the paint yesterday. That usually can get you beats, Donnie.
The Miles Turner was one of those players who the Warriors had a shot at 3 or 4 years ago. I don't think they thought he was good enough. His name came up a lot during the draft when the Warriors selected the 1 year the Warriors had Wiseman, and the next year when they selected Kuminga, Miles Turner was a name that came up a lot. And it felt like at the time a lot of fans were like, no, that's not enough for either the pick or the player.
Yeah.
Let's go to Christian's in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? How you guys been?
Hey.
Doing well?
Last night, I think everyone's looking at it a different way when they said the Warriors squeaked. If Van Stink didn't have a career night, we would have blew him out. That's first. He had 8 threes. He misses 4 of those. We win by 12. So I don't think we squeaked out. I think they got lucky. Van Stink had a career night. And then for the next game, Kerr's doing an amazing job coaching. That's what I really called about. In the next game with that boxing one, because Megar Evers played a boxing one against me, Curry got to turn into a screener. If he starts screening, they'll get a big guy on him. And then he can create when those other four go to that box. And then that's those passing lanes that you've seen, and that's why Pods and what's the guy who can't hit the side of a barn who was on fire last night?
Van Vliet?
Buddy Hill.
Oh, Buddy.
No, Buddy Hill.
I missed the side of the barn. So that, damn.
When Curry's doing that, yeah, so that's what – and then I think he might start post because of that. And then we win, like I said, in 5. Warriors are going to get a chip. And, Steiny, quit hating on Pods. Ty Jerome is not better than Pods. I heard that last week. Guru, don't let him fly them little shades in.
I'm your man, dude, but your boy Jerome is playing his ass off in Cleveland. I'm just saying, I love me some Pods, but man.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Who let me knew? Tell you.
Ty Jerome.
Let me tell you what I think. Let me tell you what I never do. Well, predict. If Fred Van Vliet doesn't make 8 threes.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about Pods, who had a career high in the playoffs? What about Hield, who's making shots?
Yeah.
If Buddy Hield shoots like he did 3 out of 4 games in the regular season, the Warriors don't win that game.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You want to apologize to Fred? VanVleet.
For what?
I have, and I will.
I did
for
last night.
For what? What we did, Shotgate, and just how inept he was.
So let me get this. Let me get this straight.
He was like the worst guard he's ever seen. Let me get this straight.
And I felt like he
and
heard
this
it.
This is vintage. Vintage. So now Fred VanVleet,
no.
A seasoned veteran, can play one good game in 12, and all of a sudden VanVleet.
It's actually two games, Donnie, but last, that dude couldn't miss.
In a loss.
Pulling up, hitting him. Like, what are you?
He's the only reason they were in the game.
Man.
So, this is why you guys.
We keep it real.
Yeah, you do. You do. It's amazing what you can whitewash with one half-decent game. And I'll tell you why they didn't go to him on the last play. Because the Warriors had their half-court offense set up. And he's not going to get a good shot in the half court like he gets in transition.
Now, I'm being real because the guy that
who's he going by?
Yeah.
Who's he going by?
I'm not battling that. I'm with you on that one. I'm just telling you, there were some layups by a guy in the white uniforms yesterday wearing number one from San Leandro, Stoddy, that looked like T-Mac on a couple finishes. Maybe I would have got some action with him at the top of the key. I'm just saying, pull up midi. And if I miss, we get offensive board. Why would you go against the Bear? That's all.
Amen Thompson's not a great offensive player.
But he was having some moments last night, and you're right.
And Şengün wasn't?
Yeah, but that shot he took, he hadn't hit all game because he was getting his position.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Like it was
in
over
game,
before
in
he shot
game
it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Şengün, like that. Amen Thompson, or VanVleet? Who's going to be able to get the best shot on his own? It's Şengün.
Well, my boy's got some speed. You could have did a pick and roll with him and Şengün. Who knows, Steiny? Just a thought. Thompson had it going. I'm just saying that.
Evan?
Fred was pretty hot.
He ride with Fred.
How many of VanVleet's buckets were...
I just don't like how you degraded him in his career.
I didn't degrade his career. I would absolutely not degrade his career. He's a world champion.
Yeah. His recent career.
His recent 11 games against the Warriors have been abysmal.
Well, the last two.
You want me to give you the numbers again?
Well,
we got to revisit it, Stoney. Because it's going up.
Yeah, it's up to 27% now.
Yeah, that just last play, man.
Should they have gone to Amen Thompson, their defensive stopper, on the last play?
Well, he also can't make free throws, so no. Although, to be fair, nobody on that team was making free throws.
That is just, wow, man.
How many of VanVleet's threes last night were either in transition or semi-transition?
He made, what, 8, Stoney? I need my readers.
I would say 6.
Probably like 3.
Nah, Evan, I'm going to say, I feel like Stoney's right. It might be right.
A lot of kickouts.
Man, he was in fuego.
I mean, they went under on a screen late when he tied the game.
Hey, I can't get over Pod's block. That would have been a bunny that it most likely would have went in, Stoney.
Probably not.
Fred was hot.
Yeah, but from the outside.
He was in the middle.
He was 8 for 12 from 3. He was 0 for 1 from 2. He was going to miss that shot.
Oh, look at you.
I'm telling you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's listen to a little Jimmy Butler. Right. What clicked in the fourth quarter, Jimmy?
I thought it was winning time.
Everything.
You know, doing certain things that the team needed me to do to go out there and help win finally. I started moving a little bit better and happy to be able to go out there and compete with my guys.
That is just the pure definition of an alpha male. That's what Jimmy Butler is to me. He talks it, but Steiny, he walks it. He don't give a damn. He beats at his own drum. Dude is incredible. He's changed it all.
More Jimmy Butler. Was this playoff, Jimmy?
Sports, man.
We're not gonna do this. That's just part of the game. Your body starts to warm up. You start to move a little bit better. You gain confidence. People start talking to you, and then good things happen.
My man.
I want to listen to this with Anthony Slater of The Athletic's question.
You've said people start talking to you. You're talking about Dylan Brooks?
Yeah. Yes.
Anything you want to share that he said?
No. I mean, I like it. I think we all like when people start chirping. It's been this way this entire series. I don't think it's going to change. And we're going to go out there, we're going to compete, and we're going to go do what we're supposed to do in Houston.
Yeah. Houston has a problem.
Yeah, it's Jalen Green.
Steiny, Evan, I don't think he's starting tomorrow. I think he's having this Kuminga moment in front of the world.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, he's a
definite talent, no doubt. But I don't think they expected him to fall off like this.
What does Jalen Green do well? Like, what does he do well? I'm not sure.
He can jump.
Drive to the basket?
Not in this series.
I mean, he's Evan, what you say? Buddy was picking him.
I'll tell you what. I wish I remember the name of the caller that called either yesterday or the day before. And now it had to be yesterday because the day before was Sunday. The guy who basically said,
"Uh-oh,
look at Green and Kuminga."
Right.
What do they have in common, and why aren't they playing well in this series?
I got you. No college. But let's be honest, Donnie, your boy is way further than Kuminga is on his team. Let's just say that.
I mean,
that's why people are disappointed.
Well,
and he sat him down. Well,
He was, listen,
I get it, but wow.
He came out and had three turnovers in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Horrible.
Jalen Green came out in that game casual. He just did. And
that's a phenomenal word.
He wasn't ready for the intensity. And I think that's like kind of what happened is the Rockets were overwhelmed early because I don't know, it seemed like they weren't ready for the Warriors' physicality and intensity. And then they went through a stretch where they were tight. And then they eventually got it going. But two stretches killed them.
Yeah.
The Rockets probably outplayed the Warriors for three of four quarters, but the Warriors outplayed them the first 6 or 8 minutes of the first half, and then the first 6 or 8 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, that was a killer. Uncle Looney wants to ask you, Stani, this is dedicated to you. Why do you think Udoka is not changing?
I don't know what he can do.
And that's what I was
What can he do?
Well, tomorrow it sounds like there's going to be a change to the starting lineup.
All right. I mean, it's funny. You know, I was thinking about Jabari Smith, and then all of a sudden he commits – one of the dumbest turnovers of the game with a minute and a half left.
And he did leave Adams out there longer, which I've been lobbying for. We saw that.
Well, but then if they foul Adams and he misses two free throws, see, that's kind of – this is the way I look at the game. All right, he took Steven Adams out. All right, let's say he leaves him in and Adams gets fouled and he misses two free throws. Then we're going to say, why'd you take him out? Why didn't you take him out? And ditto for the last play of the game. I mean, if Amen Thompson takes an 18-footer and misses it, you know what we're going to be saying? Why didn't they go to Şengün?
Yeah.
So I have no problem with –
I get it.
I have no problem with, you know, who took that last shot.
Everyone knew the ball was
going
to Şengün.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think he needed
including Draymond Green.
Yeah, I just think he needed to get one more.
Could you have had him try to seal Dre on the block and then have a guard give Şengün the ball on the block like we had been seeing – rather than give it to him and then him try to be Tracy McGrady and not get by Dre. That was like, if it was Şengün's play, which it was, could we give it to him on the block so you're already in your position that you've been having success in? I didn't like him trying to, you know, ha-ha.
Well, he was really good on everyone else, but he was at the free throw line.
Right.
Like when he has the ball in space and can make a move, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
so, I was ribbing Stani about FVV. Like the ball was going to go to Şengün, and they're going to live and die with him.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, the reason that Şengün was having more success with kind of working from the top and backing his way in is because he can see the court still. But if you just post him up and he's got his back to the basket, then I think you can get him. But the one thing he knows is, you know, if he bodies you, he can get that little half hook, and he got the shot. It was just a little far.
Yeah.
And I had no problem with them going to Şengün in that situation.
Well, the biggest one he left on the table was the one where he had Buddy matched up on him.
Exactly,
and
he
blew a bunny.
Yes, man.
I mean, he missed a lot of chippies.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what happens when the other team's playing defense and they just – you could just tell on a lot of his shots, and just pulling the string just a little. Yeah, right. That pulling the string just a little bit.
And that's what life's about.
Oh, boy.
You know,
you're
all
right. He's got that 15-foot. String pulled, little short. String pulled, little short. And that's defense, and it's probably mostly Draymond.
No doubt.
T in Oakland. What's up, T? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Doing well, thank you.
No, I had to call my sports therapist this morning. That's what I call you guys.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to go against a guy who has 9 championships in Steve Kerr. I'm going to ride with his decision. And then I need to caution my co-Warrior fans. You know, I think we're a little spoiled. We're so used to success that we want to hurry up and pull the trigger and fire people and all of that. Do they remember before Mark Jackson what the Warriors looked like? And I'm saying we're having success with what Steve Kerr does. He's playing chess, not checkers. You know, and then for the caller who said, you know, they were one Şengün shot away from going back to Houston, well, even if he would have made it, it would have only been 108, 107, which gave us at least 10 or 13 seconds to make a shot to win the game. Mm. You know, I'm just happy with how we play the game. Steiny, you're correct. It's about experience, because on the side of experience in that first half, that's not Warrior basketball, but we'll play that way if you want us to. Mm. But mucking the game up is not how the Warriors flow. They're a flowing team. And then I heard in the post game from Van Fleet and Sagoon that the shot was actually supposed to go to Van Fleet, but we put the pressure on him, which made Sagoon have to keep the ball and try that shot.
Oh, I didn't
so
hear
I'm
that.
I'm just happy with how Curry. Yeah. Go look at it, and they'll tell you that. But I'm just happy with how Steve Kerr sticks with his decisions. Whether we win or lose, he rides out his decisions. And then we got to understand, because of Draymond, because of Steph Curry, because of Jimmy Butler, they're constantly telling these youngsters, man, this is what we need to do. Now, whether they listen or not is the question. But right now, I believe, you know, Brandon Przyzewski, he's bought in. He does have confidence. I'm still holding out hope, man, for JK, that he realizes, man, what he's involved with, man, and that he stays. You know, he's going to be hungry to probably leave, thinking that something's going to change. But right now, he's in the best position that he can be in. Mm. And then for the caller who did call the other day, Steiny, and said that the thing that they both have in common is the G League.
Yeah.
Okay, I can agree with that, and that's true. But guess what? Mm. The Thompson twins were in the G League. They came out of G League elite as well. So it's not necessarily the G League. It's the individual player, what they get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I hear you.
Steve Kerr's gonna stick. Yeah. So Steve Kerr's gonna stick with people who fundamentally sound, as you always say. That's what it's about, fundamentals. How you pass, how you rebound, and how you shoot. And that's how you win the game, yeah, man.
Hey, before you know, you go, do you got a – oh, we got – I was yes, just going to – do you got a problem with me? I know the Warriors were heavy favored, and we're kind of seeing why experience. But I do got to put some respect on the Rockets, just how they play and how close these games have been going down to the wire. I've been impressed. But, again, with that said, I'm seeing why, you know, they're not ready yet.
No, I definitely agree with you, man. I'm going to respect the Rockets. They're playing hard and all of that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that experience that the Warriors have is paying dividends. And, Goo, you my brother who I don't know.
There you go.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to never have a problem with you. You and Steiny, man, you guys helped me through my day on 95.7 The Game.
My
so,
man.
I appreciate you guys, man. I do. I really appreciate you guys. And let's go, Warriors. Let's end this thing, man. We need some rest. We older brothers. We need some rest.
IT, appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. That's the right on the table. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Jimmy's back. He flared up. Snyder. He was running down court late in the fourth and did that. I was like, oh, my gosh. So you want that thing to rest.
So yeah. You kind of did like what Paul Pierce did and everybody made fun of him? Or? Kind
well,
of milked it for three quarters, and then, oh.
Little different.
That was? Okay. Yeah, you can fill me in on some detail. I'm just curious. All right, 888.
You didn't have to use the bathroom.
957-9570. Coming up on the other side, this is the text of the day I will be giving you from the YouTube chat, and I will be recognizing the person who said it then acknowledging it is a fantastic point. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for
anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good.
That dude should return his muscles.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors take a 3-1 lead with a win last night over the Rockets, 109-106.
Where you at, Priest?
They don't have
a... He doesn't watch him anymore.
He doesn't find his butt with a GPS. Hey,
Priest, where you at? Call us.
He doesn't watch him anymore.
I've been waiting on this.
Let me give credit to a YouTube person who tweeted this. But I got to put the precursor on.
They typed it.
He said, look, Şengün, okay, yeah, 831. But this is the bottom line. Amor Fatih. I think I'm saying that right.
All right.
Şengün took 28 shots and made 12. That's 42%. This is a three-point shooting league. If your big isn't making 50 to 60% of his shots, you're going to lose. And I agree with that. My feeling is, if you're taking 28 shots, you better be making them. Like, you got to be 16 for 18 if you're taking 16 for 28.
When he wasn't guarded by Dre, and Dre's been his kryptonite. Well, but he gave you 40 to the, you and that person, Steiny.
You can't
he gave
go 12.
You 42 minutes, and he put you in position to win the game.
Right, but he was not efficient.
Mm. Well, they are not efficient.
Well, but the point is
like that's
12 for 28 is not good.
All right, no.
For a 7-footer who's taken 27 shots in the key area.
Mm.
Now, I'll give the Warriors defense credit for sure, but...
He made 7 to 10 free throw.
And?
No, for him, that's like not... That team is like 100%.
So,
I'm going to back off.
You don't have to, Priest. You don't have to back off.
Just enjoy
off.
The ride, brother.
Let's go
watch the game again, then, Steiny.
Yeah, and guess what? I'll watch it again, Toots.
Hey.
And... He'll still miss 16 of his 28 shots.
No ladies called today.
Let's go out to Bernard in Livermore.
Be better.
Hey, Bernard, how you doing?
Nart.
Hey, all right. Hey, I just think the Warriors are playing gritty. What's funny to me is like every year, it seemed like these past years, the Warriors have been in one of the prominent teams. It's like rough them up. It seems like they proved that they can play that rough style. You know, they've adjusted to it. I think Draymond brought it up, in 2022. He was like, yeah, I've seen Curry really grow up. You know, he's gotten stronger. And I think the grabbing Curry, it got him frustrated. We all seen it at one time, but he's learned how to play through it. So I don't think that tactic, really works anymore. And one thing that kind of annoys me, too, is when these big guys flex when they play in the Warriors, Anthony Davis and Şengün, and it just – I mean, the Warriors are always the smallest team. So, LeBron, so when you're flexing your muscles, and the Warriors don't got nobody, no dominant player that's over 6'9", or whatever it may be. So I just think it's a gritty win. Who knows how far they're going to go. They can play in different – ways they've shown they can win in different ways, and they don't frustrate them with the score being low and them tugging on Curry before the ball is inbounded. He's not whining, he's not complaining. People think that he should, but he's so good he don't have to. So, and then one more thing about the Defensive Player of the Year, I think they need to bring that up. Just Draymond is always outweighed. Yeah. The guy's always taller than him, and I know. They didn't have one of the best records in the league. But we see it every night. Look who he's guarding, and he makes it hard on these guys. So he's tired, but he doesn't complain, and he takes that challenge. So
no doubt.
Just stay in there and stay gritty and go Warriors.
Appreciate the call, Bernard.
Yeah.
As far as the playoffs are all being ref the same. They're just all being ref the same.
And I love him not feeding into it.
And
he's never complained. The fans have.
And here's the bottom line, Warrior fans. You give as much as you get when it comes to physicality. You give as much as you get.
Yeah.
It's a fact. I mean, Draymond's a great defender, and he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Hey,
they give as much as they get.
I got a question.
Refs are doing a nice job in this series.
Hey.
Hey, what?
They let it get away from them yesterday.
No. The players are playing at a level that makes it a tough game to officiate. They just are. So
you're going to ride out until the wheels fall off.
Because
rest
it's
in
true.
Peace to your dad, because a it's former true. Ref.
Hey, you know what? Leave it to some, because I don't want them to be a monolith. Leave it to some Warrior fans to cry about officiating when they're up 3-1.
Hey.
No. That's
been
enough.
Positive. I got
that's
a question.
Right. I've been positive for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you should.
It's almost like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's almost like the Warriors, they had their old school fans, then they had their dynasty fans,
okay,
and now they've got this new group of fans who it's almost like they've never seen them play in the playoffs before.
Well, not like, last year.
Seriously, it gets to 1-1, and I felt like, oh, my God, we're in trouble. We can't. What's wrong? It's like, guys, your team's been down 2-1, and you've overcome. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you guys are four-time champions. You guys are fans of a four-time championship team. I think the team deserves better. I think they need a little more support, a little more trust. This team's gotten it done. They don't deserve the fan base to push the panic button after it goes 1-1. Not a monolith. Certain fans.
I mean, the players. You know, all of them are four-time champs.
The other thing about the players don't like when the fans lose faith in them.
You don't know that.
Of course I do. Of course I do. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You guys have won four titles. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about their grit and their moxie.
What about Pods?
What about him?
Dude.
He's great.
He doesn't have a single title.
No, I'm talking about the fans who have watched four titles. The fans.
Yeah, like, but this is a different team.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I know. But we still have got a staff.
But you're saying they're whining.
The fans.
Some.
Yeah, some fans are whining. Some fans are always going to whine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But it's physicality in playoff basketball. What does your pen and paper in your brain tell you about what you saw or didn't see from GP2 yesterday?
Yeah. He didn't stick out to me. What'd you think? I don't really have a strong opinion about
Peyton. It's amazing.
Yesterday.
A couple games ago, I'm like, this dude was everything. But again, it just speaks to the others by committee. But yesterday, I just felt like I didn't feel him, Stoney. You know what I mean? And other guys picked him up. But man, 16 minutes, minus 13, and I felt like that was about right. He'll bounce back tomorrow.
What'd you think of DeSantos's 1 minute, Goo?
Phenomenal. I'm good. That's my Jim Rohn. Phenomenal. I mean, are we going to do a show and not say Kuminga didn't play?
You've already brought him up once.
I did.
You did.
But, you know, but now
let's talk about something newsworthy. He doesn't play when Jimmy Butler's healthy.
Man.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
I'll give you that.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Well, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I agree with you, Steiny. These Warrior fans need to stop whining. If I hear another call, yes, that's you, Priest, calling out how Kerr needs to be coach. He doesn't know what he's doing. Did you see the game last night?
Did
you see how many different lineups he used?
Woo.
Did you see he coached the game with Green in the fourth quarter using his fouls, getting different players in there? And did you see what he did to Adams after he had two blocks? The hack of back play?
Yeah.
Come on. Kerr was on his game last night. And, of course, he shouldn't play Kuminga. Kuminga's lost out there. To have the guts when your own loves him not to play him, that's a true coach.
Yeah.
Come on, Priest. Where are you at?
You want me here for Priest for
that
a while.
Baby Will. And Will and I are on the same page. Warrior fans, just be a little tougher.
Stoney, stop.
Be a little tougher. Why don't you take up the personality of this team?
Well, they're up 3-1. There's nothing to really be mad at.
No, but yet they continue to cry. Some of them.
I'm falling for it.
Some of them.
Yeah. How are you going to be feeling tomorrow, Steiny? tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you got the refs up there, and you're going to get giving the analytics?
No, at about 7 o'clock. There's another game tomorrow night, too.
In L.A.
How you feel about that one?
What do you mean? How do I feel about it? It's a big game. It's game five. The Timberwolves, I don't know if you know this, it's game five. So the Timberwolves are up 3-1. So the way I feel about the game tomorrow is the Timberwolves could close it out or they could go back to Minnesota 3-2.
You a little nervous?
No.
A little worried?
Not really. No, I don't play.
But you talked to the coach. He just texted you this morning.
So, no, he didn't. Well, he did not text me this morning.
Well, you read a text. When was it?
You don't need to know.
You hate when
stay out of my business.
Yeah, you hate when I go public.
Stay out of my business.
I appreciate you and Evan. Listen, I'm not perfect, and I know some think I am, and I didn't lie about the 143 IQ. It is what it is.
You misspoke.
But for you and Evan not to blow me out the water about, I was drinking. I had a couple beverages yesterday at the game in the suite. And I brought something to the table this morning, guys, and I'm telling on myself. And I asked Evan and Steiny, who was the guy that got in the game? Then I said, he emptied the bench. And you two looked at each other and said, Goo, are you sure? I said, yeah, I had the long hair. And it was TJD. We had a good laugh.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. He comes in and he's like, God, can you believe they played what's his name? And
I'm
like,
Jim Beam down.
I'm like, who? Who? He's like, you know, that guy was in the G League, the two-way guy. And well, I'm like, who are you talking about?
Yeah. The fro? I thought he was talking about Braxton
and
Key.
And that's who I thought I was thinking, and it was my man TJD.
I was like, did Knox play?
By the way, Kerr threw him in to die yesterday.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on.
Man.
You should have known it was TJD. He got 3 fouls in 2 minutes.
Use them or you lose them. Boy, I just amaze myself sometimes, man.
415. Let's put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
The entire Warrior bench is inconsistent. Bunch of players who can have 14 one night to the next. All bench wild cards. No consistent contributions. Well, that's why you have stars.
Hey, wow.
You have
three
stars to carry you game in and game out. And then if the role players take some turns and their timing's right, that's all it's going to take.
Well, put their best bench player in the starting lineup yesterday.
Put their best bench player. Pods?
Buddy.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude scored 23 in the second half.
Now, Buddy's a perfect example of why sometimes Warrior fans get under my skin. Because admit it. How many out there? You gave up on him. You gave up on Buddy Hield.
Kerr didn't.
You gave up on him. Oh, he stinks. Why does Kerr play him? Buddy Hield, he can't play.
He's Clay Thompson. He's
he can't
Thompson.
Do this. Hey, why does Kerr love him? Hield. I know what. Hey, you know, I'll tell you what. When he gets hot, he can help you win a game, and he just did. 2 playoff games. Atta baby, Kerr. You gave up on him.
Kerr is a made man, Stoney. You're not doing anything.
I'm talking about the fans with Buddy. Appreciate him.
Well, yeah. They're just taking after their head coach.
Here's the other thing. Kudos to Buddy Hield. He ain't no playoff veteran. He's played in one series.
Was that his last?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't been to the playoffs in 11 years.
Zach
10
Levine
years.
Has something like one series in however long he's been in
Buddy,
the league.
Buddy.
And they love him. That's the best, man.
Well,
they love him.
They love to make fun of him.
No.
And let me tell you something. The key to the rest of the playoffs,
he's a part of it.
Well, not if he starts to get upset about the way they're treating him.
If he hadn't done, Stoney, that's part of who he is. Remember
we'll see.
The day
we'll see.
Training camp, we went out there to chase the. I like the energy in here.
Well, talk
it's
to me
on 1000.
Yeah, let's see how funny it all is when he loses you a game.
No, he won't,
buddy. 888-957-9570. Let's go. Apologies to Buddy Hield. You know who you are. You quitters.
Defensive stopper, Buddy
Thank
Hield.
You.
Can
Thank
I,
you. And it's not. And he played great defense the other last game, too.
Can I?
Thank you.
Yeah. How many minutes we got, Evan?
Enough.
I just want to do a mini gripe real quick. The sport of golf. So we're out at the course yesterday for the tournament, the Echo
Give me the
post
sigh.
And I asked Shasky and Spadoni this morning, how did they shoot? And I get some damn answer that I've never heard, and shame on golf. It's about your score. What the hell did they play? I don't want to be a part of that.
Hey, good, let's play basketball. Good,
who won? Nobody.
Don't.
We just shot. What the hell was that they were playing?
They played a scramble.
What is that? Those are eggs.
We don't have enough time for me to explain it. And you know what?
Be about that life. Who won? Who didn't?
Nobody's asking you to go out to golf courses if you don't like it. You know, they talk about growing the game of golf. I'd like to shrink it. I don't want guys. I don't want guys like you out on the course, taking 5 hours to play.
Guys,
no
like
sense
me.
Of etiquette.
Oh, stop.
Let's shrink the game of golf.
We scrambled. What? Who won?
Enter the Draymond. We love Buddy from day one. Liar. Grant Alameda. What's up, Grant? How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey. I'm calling Jimmy Buckets Batman.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Steph don't care.
Come on now. Batman, Jimmy Buckets is kind of Batman. It's like, wait.
You know what?
Oh, we need Batman right now.
You know what?
Steph Curry could be Robin, but Robin can shoot threes like nobody else.
You know what?
But Batman's Batman. Anyway, that's all.
I know. Listen.
Thank
if Steph
Evan.
Curry is your number two, you got a good team. When Steph Curry's your second best player, you're pretty good.
Don't make me do this.
Stop.
Batman is the guy with four rings. Jimmy came to get one, and Donnie, he's on the right track. I'm not going to the family reunion this year. It just feels that way. It's looking that way.
Don't tell Norm that.
Would you like to bet?
No, because
okay.
you don't. That
well,
puts
there
you in
you
a
go.
Bad position.
Actually, I'll live with this one.
Right.
I mean, look.
I'm serious,
do I
man.
Think the Warriors are going to win the title? No, I don't think they're going to win the title.
Can they get
so
there?
So when they do?
Well, yeah, well, there we go.
Hammer everybody.
Championship coming soon.
This is incredible what they have at their disposal, man. What? On any given night. A guy that did it without this Jimmy Butler in Miami. I'll leave that there. Draymond, Steph, the last ride. Like, you really think I'm overdoing it when I can't because those are my feelings. But when I watch that embrace and Steph saying this is our last ride.
Like, it's not their last ride.
But, you know,
they've got everybody under contract for two more years.
This could be their best. You said it. This could be their best shot because
maybe.
It was a condensed season from Jimmy.
Curry did say that, though.
Yeah, I heard it. Like, man.
It was after the trade in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, he meant
tears
the last.
Tears came to his eyes.
He meant last
yeah.
run as in, like, the last 2 or 3 years.
That's ambiguous.
Not stuff.
He did. He signed Butler to an extension.
I got you.
I mean.
For 1 year.
Butler's going to be. Well, I don't know if he's going to be here another 2 years.
I told you how I feel about the
future.
He's
under contract for 2 more years.
I'm juiced.
About what?
The future. And it's in the cap. You heard it.
Yeah.
Well, the future's tomorrow, so.
That's what life's about.
I guess. Someone tell Goo that scramble is a popular format used at charity golf events because it keeps it light, allows people of various abilities to play together, and it also speeds things up a little bit. Remember when we played together and the round took 7 hours?
Took my virginity, my golf virginity.
I remember that.
Yep. Great day, man. We hadn't been out there since.
You had a nice shirt on yesterday, Goo.
Now, Evan, I appreciate that. Snotty didn't say one thing. Now, if I would have had a stain, it would have been the first green with the stripes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be nicer, Steiny.
To whom?
Yes.
I don't care. You're like, I know you're a softie.
Exactly.
But the people eat it up.
Who are the people? They
people
don't matter.
There, listen, the fans, they do.
The fans
they
don't
make
matter.
Us.
The fans do not matter.
Oh, gosh.
Next thing
you're
I listen. Just get a little tougher. Get a little tougher. That's all. And Steph would like that, too. Jimmy Butler and Steph would like the fan base to take on the personality of the team.
Now you're
and this team is gritty. And this team is tough. They don't, They're not crying to the officials. They're playing through contact.
I love every second of it.
Fans need to play through a bad call here and there. Now, come on now, Warrior fans.
It's a team full of superheroes. So
you're better than that.
Which one would you guys be?
What do you mean?
Well, Jimmy apparently is Robin. Buddy is...
I don't do that.
A butler.
Well, I do.
I don't do that.
I just
Batman. Who's Pods? The Joker? I mean,
I said you.
Yeah, us too. Steiny, who would you be?
I don't do that.
Two-Face?
I don't do that.
That's a four, Evan.
My name's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I'd be the Black Hornet, Evan. Yeah. Look at Steiny. You know who he is.
There's the Green Hornet.
And you know what? I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. On the YouTube chat and the
about your trolling
Boxer
what?
And Gerson work injury attorneys text line. A lot of people are agreeing that this fan base, Warrior fan base, needs a little tougher. That's all.
What are you?
All in all, I love Warrior fans. Love them. Majority of them. Just a little. That's all right. It's fine. Goo goo.
You need to say that to your guy Willard when you come in here, but you old coward.
He knows.
Well, tell it to him.
I will.
Mouth.
You want me to tell him?
But you'll do it in a way that's so polite. Bring that same energy.
Eh, we'll see.
I'm scared of Willard.
We'll see.
Boys are probably feeling pretty good. They were out there. Team store yesterday. Chase Center. Having a good time.
Yep. They got a good show, too.
Who's that?
Willard and Dibbs.
Your teammates?
Tell him one more time, Evan. You don't know what that is. The guys that come on after us, Donnie.
Well, they're wonderful.
Look at you. You're awkward right now.
They're wonderful people, and they're wonderful coworkers.
Way to go, man.
Anyway, they're coming in next, and we're going to talk about game four last night.
You think Willard will have a problem with the officiating?
You know what?
Let's just give me a guess.
I don't care. I would be surprised if he didn't. 888. Forget the number. We got the crossover on the other side. That segment brought to you by Safeway.